Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. On today's Let's Talk Knoxville, we're going to take a look back at yesterday's big announcement from the Knoxville Public Library. We'll pick it up in the middle of the program with Library Board President Dave Garcia talking about their expansion project.
I'm excited to announce to you that with the support of our community and the hard work of my colleagues here today, we are now able to purchase the Dixie Gephardt home. I would like to thank the many community members and groups who made donations and pledges for future donations. I'd also like to thank the Marion County Foundation, who gave us a generous gift of $15,000, and also the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation, who gave us another gift of $45,000. At this time, I would like to invite Don and Margaret Long up here, please. Thanks, guys. A big reason we are able to celebrate the completion of phase one at this time is because of the generosity of Don and Margaret Long. The Longs have been longtime supporters and patrons of the library, and I would like to thank them for their generous gift of $100,000 towards our expansion project. Thank you. Thank you.
After the presentation, I got a chance to talk with Garcia, Penny Somar, the building committee chair, and library director Rosalind Thompson. This is a first step, but it's an exciting first step too. I mean, this was the one with a timeline on it, and to get it completed, you guys must feel excited to move forward.
We're very excited about making that first goal in our in that phase of our project. Yes.
Obviously, the Longs provided a very generous donation. How did that come about, and when did you guys learn about it?
Well, the Longs have been longtime supporters of the library. They've had past donations, and they talked to us a while ago and just let us know that we had their support, and they just let us know that they were really excited about the project and they wanted to help us.
And now what's the next step as you guys move forward?
Continue our fundraising. Of course, we have a huge goal to meet, and we're just so excited about reaching this first phase, and we hope that their generosity will carry forward to others that will be helping us on our way.
And if people do want to help, how can they do so?
They could come to the library anytime. We have pledge forms there. They can speak to any of the board members, and we'd be glad to help them make a donation.
And they can write checks to the Knoxville Public Library Building Fund. That's a fund that's set up with the city, especially for this project.
And also, if anyone would like additional information about the project or see a presentation of what the project entails, we're always happy to do that as well.
And finally today, I did get a chance to also speak with Don and Margaret Long, the couple that donated $100,000 to help complete phase one of the library expansion project. Obviously, Mr. Long, a very generous donation you and your wife made for the library. How did it come about?
Well, you know, we were approached by the board and some other people to see if we had any interest in the project. And when we found out that it was going to be preserving some of the history in the town, that's what kind of cinched the deal for us. And we're always glad to be a part of the community and help out when we can. And this just fit right into our plans.
And both Dave, Rosalind, Penny say that you've always been long-term supporters of the library since forever, basically. What is it about the Knoxville Library that continues to bring you back and that you continue to support it?
Well, I think that would be a question you ought to pose to my wife more than myself. But answer your question. My wife was a teacher in school and was always involved in libraries. And I can remember as a kid going to the library where I was born, and it was always a thrill to me because, you know, around our house we didn't have books and all that, so it was a place that I spent some time as a youngster, if you can believe that. Being a youngster, I had other things too, but that was one of my thoughts there. It's good, and I see all the people using the computers and all the stuff that they're doing, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
All right, thank you very much. I was just talking to your husband. I asked him what it was about the library, and he said, well, you should ask my wife, too, as she's a teacher. So I was just wondering, what is it about the Knoxville Library? You guys have been long-term supporters. What is it that keeps bringing you back, bringing your support back to this building and this place?
Well, I use the library quite a bit. And it thrills me to see all the little kids, the young people, using the library. And they have some fabulous programs for kids, you know? And I think it is so worthwhile, you know? That's what touches my heart, being a teacher, you know?
Is there anything else you'd like to say today as after this is all said and done, as the project moves forward?
Well, I'm also glad that they're preserving the historic house, you know, not just for Knoxville, but for the whole state. I think instead of tearing down, some of these things are so important to our country, you know, we should try to preserve them.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Thanks to Dave Garcia, Penny Somar, Rosalind Thompson, and Don and Margaret Long, our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned. The Marion County Midday Magazine continues next with Let's Talk Pella.